Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Well, let's hit
freshwater stream.
Let's hit the real issue here.
JT,
what level
bailing
of
on his
shit
own?
Is JT taking right now?
I don't know. Because here's what I love is documenting things.
Him.
Right now, we're 8 minutes into a healthy, healthy shit.
Or possibly unhealthy.
And somebody with ADD like Jared, he's going through his phone right now. Like it is, I mean, yeah, he's on Yelp reviews of places.
Yeah.
It's like all of those numbers in fucking Minority Report. Like he's,
I pictured the same thing.
Yeah,
it's like one of those shits where you sit on the toilet for so long that when you go to wipe, you realize it's already like auto wiped and there's nothing there. Because it just dried up and it's gone.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how long you've been. Yeah. Clean break.
It's clean break.
I think like Jared to me is one of
those
people.
Those are the best in the jungle too. You know?
Jared's
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you get a poop in the field exercise, you get one of those and you're like, you go to wipe and you're like with that little tiny
one
MRE napkin.
Piece of an MRE napkin,
and you're like,
and you go to wipe and you go and there's nothing there and you go,
yeah,
and you're like, you just look up at the sky and you go, it was the perfect shit.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
In any form of life, we've all been military, non-military, have that perfect shit where you're out and you're like, there's one square left. And it's like, if this is messy, not only is it getting on the rest of your hands, but then you have no other square left after that. Like you've used your square.
No, this just recently happened to me. I was it McDonald's? I forget. But the point of the story, like JT right now, I had shit. Was it McDonald's? It was McDonald's.
Great restaurant, by the way.
No toilet paper.
Ugh.
And I'm just like, oh my God. And I had to transition to the seat.
Seat cover?
The seat covers.
That is not a...
Yeah. It's just the wrong consistency of material. You know, it's like way too slick.
Yikes.
There's no grab. Like, there's no texture.
Yes.
And it was just like, it was like wiping my ass with silk. It's just not grabbing anything.
Well,
it's just like rubbing.
And then you have the opposite of the clean break, which is I call it the magic marker, where you wipe like 74 times, and every time you wipe, there's still poo on the toilet paper. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah. When you're really going through it, like, you know, three quarters of a roll is gone.
Yeah.
And you're looking, you're like, man, I should have flushed this 20 minutes ago.
This
isn't going to be able to flush.
Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you're obviously like the next day you're going back to Costco.
And you'd rather just jump in the shower where you're like, man, these days, if you're going past three wipes, it's like, I'll jump in the shower.
Well, it's that point where you just stop and go, I need a European toilet.
Yeah.
This is the solution.
Japan. My apartment in Japan had the auto toilet with heater. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Like it is magic.
The bidet.
So speaking of
bidet and that,
we tried to get Jack here. He couldn't be here because he's busy with the
Yak Osborne.
Yes.
So I was at Jack's parents' house, and I'm like, hey, where's the restroom? So I go to the restroom. I sit on this toilet.
Magic.
And I look down, and it wasn't until I get to the point of flushing that I look down and realize, I shit you not, no pun intended,
this toilet
has, no kidding, 20 fucking buttons.
It's great.
But here's the thing.
With pictures?
But here's the thing. Mm. They're like not listed what they do. So they've got these pictures, but I think it was from Japan where the pictures aren't extremely...
No.
Like, I couldn't tell from the pictures what the button did. So I just have to start like working my way through the buttons. So I just start hitting them. Okay, let me tell you. First off, none of those buttons are flush. A. B. Every single one of those buttons is some different form of awesome.
Oh, boy.